Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 7th. From Capitol coverage, lawmakers considered two bills on Thursday that supporters say will make classrooms safer after last year's deadly shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The first would spend $1 million a year on a mental health training program at schools. Teachers would learn how to tell if their students are experiencing a behavioral health issue that might lead to suicide or violence. Democratic Senator Rhonda Fields talked to teachers about the program this week.
You guys are on the front line, and oftentimes you might see some things before a parent might see it because they're busy working or what have you.
The other bill would let students take days off for mental health reasons. Both proposals have bipartisan support and are based on recommendations from a panel that met last summer and fall. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And from a press release, the Colorado Department of Transportation warned motorists about dangerous mountain traffic today and over the weekend. And CDOT is urging drivers to avoid the I-70 mountain corridor today if they can. There will be extended closures this morning on mountain highways in order to conduct avalanche control work. Due to the severity of the recent storm, avalanche control work could close roads at any time during the weekend. Closures will affect I-70 and several other highways. Motorists should not plan to detour onto Colorado 9 and US 285, as both highways are expected to receive significant snowfall and wind. Motorists need to be prepared for long closures and extreme winter weather. CDOT strongly recommends that travelers in the mountains plan for spending extended amounts of time in their vehicle and to pack whatever they need during that time. Commercial vehicles must have chains. Heavy snowfall is likely in the northern mountains, south central mountains, southern mountains, and along the I-70 mountain corridor. Mountain winds will be strong at times, leading to areas of blowing and drifting snow. Expected accumulations are 10 to 18 inches for Vail Pass and the Eisenhower-Johnson Memorial Tunnels, 12 to 20 inches for Berthoud Pass, 16 to 24 inches for Rabbit Ears Pass, and 6 to 10 inches for Grand Mesa. Snow will continue through Saturday morning. A verdict was rendered Thursday in the case of Madani Seuss, who was accused of murder in the deaths of two young girls on a farm outside of Norwood in 2017. According to the Montrose Daily Press, a Gunnison jury weighed the evidence in the case for 3 weeks before Thursday's announcement. The jury found Seuss guilty of two counts of fatal child abuse, but Seuss was acquitted of murder. The children's mother was convicted of the most severe charge. Nishika Bramble is now serving a life sentence after a jury found her guilty of first-degree murder, one count each for Michaela Roberts, aged 10, and Hannah Marshall, aged 8. Seuss is scheduled to be sentenced on March 20th. The documentary film Lessons on Fate and Falling will premiere tonight at Intrinsic in Montrose. The movie tells the story of Adam Wright, a Montrose High School teacher who in 2017 had a near-death experience after falling 60 feet in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison. Fellow teachers and friends Matt Jenkins and John Steele produced the documentary. Jenkins, who is a district coordinator for Montrose County Schools during his day job, moonlights as a filmmaker and a storyteller. He spoke with KVNF News from Montrose on Thursday.
Your listeners will remember, in December of 2017, it was unseasonably warm. There was also a drought, and a lot of areas you couldn't get to in a typical December were dry and weren't ice or snow covered. And so on a particularly nice morning in December, Adam said, well, I'm going to go fishing. And so he went out to the Bobcat Trail in the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Forest, and he's walking along the riverbank fishing, and he's able to go upstream at this point because it's warm enough. He usually wouldn't be able to, but he said, okay, I'm going to try to go upstream. And there's a spot on the river where you have to wade through the water, and it was too cold. And so you can, like, walk over. There's a path that you can go up the mountain and kind of, Adam was thinking, kind of get down the other side and wouldn't get wet. So he gets about 100 feet up and realizes this is not a good idea at all and that it's way dangerous. And he starts moving his way down the cliff edge, and it's unsteady under him, and he's like moving with hands and feet and holding with his arms. And at about 60 feet, he just falls down to the riverbank.
After Wright fell 60 feet to the river, he was in dire straits. Death by exposure was a real possibility.
He broke both his arms, broke his leg, caved his face in, and would have certainly died out there of exposure had it not been for the miraculous passing by of two rafters that just happened to be rafting in that warm December. And then they just happened to be wilderness first responders, had like EMT training. And it was just crazy. And so they found Adam, and they knew how to pilot him through the Whitewater Rapids. They knew where to get him for the helicopter to medevac him out. And Adam miraculously didn't die. We explored the story with Adam, you know, what his headspace was in that moment when he realized, you know, I'm going to die out here. Because, you know, he slowly realizes as he's laying there, at first he didn't realize how hurt he was. Then he realized he was hurt bad. Then he realized there's no way he could even crawl out of there. And then he knew it was going to get cold enough that he was going to die of exposure.
The two rafters, who happened to have EMT training and were wilderness experts, were named Robbie Rogers and Tyson Lockhart. They heard Wright's calls for help, located him, and through a harrowing chain of events, managed to get him to Ute Park, where a helicopter took him to a hospital. Viewers of the documentary are taken back to the site of Wright's fall and his miraculous rescue.
The two rafters actually took us back down the river, took Adam and his wife and me and my film crew down the river, and we recreated the journey. We interviewed Adam at the spot where he fell. He and I laid down and looked up at the mountain, and then we camped at the spot where the helicopter choppered him out. So it was really cool.
Tonight's premiere at Intrinsic in Montrose will feature a cocktail hour at 5 o'clock, the screening of Lessons on Fate and Falling at 6 o'clock, and a Q&A with cast and crew members at 7:30. Then there will be an encore showing of the film on Saturday, February 15th at the Fox Theater in Montrose at 2 p.m.
If you buy a ticket to the film, which is $10, you get in free to the concert at Intrinsic afterwards that starts, I think, at 9. So it should be a really cool film event. We're so grateful to Intrinsic for having us. If you don't get a chance to come to Friday or you really want to see it again, come to the Fox on 2:15 Saturday at 2 o'clock matinee, and tickets will be sold at the door for both events.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 7th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.